I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Tonight, Donald Trump officially accepts the Republican presidential nomination. Just a few months ago, many people thought that would never actually happen. But Trump has proved the doubters wrong at every step of this campaign season. Throughout the show today, we're taking a closer look at several big challenges Trump could face as president. For example, the GOP nominee has promised to tear up, renegotiate, or reinterpret a long list of international agreements if he's elected president. Somewhere near the top of that list, last year's global climate deal.
We're going to cancel the Paris Climate Agreement and stop. Unbelievable.
That's Trump a couple of months ago on the campaign trail in North Dakota. The Republican presidential nominee has made his contempt for the science of climate change clear for years. He's called it a hoax, a con job, and a word we can't say on the radio, but he did say it in a tweet. Now, we know that the new Republican presidential nominee is out of step with much of his party on many issues, but on climate change, he's solidly in the GOP mainstream. There are Republicans who take Trump to task on this issue, though. One of them is former South Carolina Representative Bob Inglis. Mr. Inglis is not in Cleveland this week, and he's not on board with his party's dismissal of the reality of climate change. Mr. Inglis, why do you think your fellow Republicans and Mr. Trump have so forcefully rejected climate science?
Well, I think it's mostly they don't like the solution. They assume that solution is a bigger government. But at republicen.org, we live to show them that there's a small government solution that's really based in free enterprise.
So Republican, that's republic-en, en as in energy and enterprise. And you believe there are some strong conservative approaches to solving the climate challenge. What are some of the actual tools that Republicans could and should embrace?
Well, it really is essential to ask the question the right way. You know, it's people ask if we believe in climate change, and we say, no, we don't believe. It's not worthy of belief. It's just data. But the better way to ask it, I suppose, is can free enterprise solve climate change? And we think the answer to that question is most certainly yes. What we have here is a problem of economics that has an environmental consequence. And so if we fix the economics, which actually is acceptable to many people on the left and on the right, we can bring America together and solve this problem, and in the process, make some money while we're serving customers with better energy sources around the world. So it's an incredible opportunity that just needs a little touch of government to make everyone accountable for their emissions. And that would be, of course, a revenue-neutral, border-adjustable carbon tax. And then the government can step back and watch free enterprise fix the problem.
Things like a carbon tax have been total non-starters among Republicans and even some Democrats in Congress. Meantime, Donald Trump and your party's new platform have taken a strongly pro-coal position when coal is the biggest offender when it comes to climate pollution. Why did you not go to Cleveland this week to press your case?
Well, I think what we're seeing in Cleveland is the death gasp of the grumpy old party. And aligning itself with coal is that industry, which has lost 95% of its market capitalization since 2011, is surely yet another sign of the death gasp. So we are hoping for the birth of the Grand Opportunity Party. It's a very different place that says, yeah, we can do this.
So where do Republicans like yourself, Bob Inglis, go? You know, you take the threat of climate change seriously. I mean, Hillary Clinton's taken a strong position. You're going to vote for her? You're going to vote for Jill Stein, Green Party candidate?
It's very difficult because, it's impossible for me to vote for Donald Trump, of course, because, I mean, it's just antithetical to everything that I believe as a conservative.
So who are you going to vote for?
I don't know yet. It's really difficult.
So whoever you're going to vote for, do you think the position of Donald Trump and the GOP on climate change this year will affect your party's showing in November?
Yes, I think that we're courting disaster. We're basically pulling defeat down upon us by taking on this retro affect that says that climate change isn't real. I mean, it's just out of step with where the science is and where the smart money is. You know, politics is a trailing indicator. The smart money is already moving to act on climate.
Do you think in some illogical way your Republican colleagues are holding to this platform because they have to distinguish themselves somehow from the Democrats?
Well, yeah, and I think a better way to distinguish ourselves is to say we don't like the solution of the Clean Power Plan. It's a regulatory, domestic-only, prone-to-litigation solution. But we got a better solution. And so rather than shrinking in science denial because we don't like the solution, I think we should step forward with an exciting solution. And it would be built on the free enterprise solution that conservatives can really support on climate change.
Former South Carolina Representative Bob Inglis, the founder of Republic N, thank you.
Great to be with you, Margot.